child, or married to you, my lady, much to his loss. 6, 5, and 15.
6, dropping to 5 after 20,000, 3.5 across the board for grade 2. I can give you 13 on tallow.
Acceptable, but give me 14 on white tallow, and I'll allow 7 on the new pale suets we're finding. They're making an acceptable candle, look you.
6, I'm afraid. You haven't plumbed the full extent of those deposits, and I think it may be reasonable to expect high levels of scrattle and BCBs in the lower layers. Besides, I think your forecasts about the amount of those deposits are erring on the optimistic side.
What BCBs? Murmured Vimes.
Burnt crunchy bits, said Sybil. Mostly unbelievably huge and ancient animals deep-fried.
You astonish me, Lady Sybil, said the King. I did not know you were trained in fat extraction.
Cooking Sam's breakfasts is an education in itself, Your Majesty.
Oh, well, far be it for a mere king to argue. 6, then. Price to remain stable for 2 years. The King saw Sybil's mouth open. All right, 3 years. I'm not an unreasonable king.
Price is on the dock.
How can I refuse?
Agreed, then.
The paperwork will be with you in the morning. And now we really must go our separate ways, said the King. I can see His Excellency has had a long day. Ankh-Morpork pork will be swimming in fat. I can't imagine what you'll use it all for.
Make light, said Vimes, and, as darkness fell at last, fell forward gently into the welcoming arms of sleep. Sam Vimes awoke to the smell of hot fat. Softness enveloped him. It practically imprisoned him. For a moment he thought it was snow, except that snow wasn't usually this warm. Finally, he identified it as the cloud-like softness of the mattress on the ambassadorial bed. He let his attention drift back to the fat smell. It had overtones. There was a definite burnt component. Since Sam Vimes's spectrum of gastronomic delight mainly ranged from well-fried to caramelised, it was decidedly promising. He shifted position and regretted it immediately. Every muscle in his body squealed in protest. He lay still and waited for the fire in his back to die down. Bits and pieces of the previous 2 days assembled themselves in his head. Once or twice he winced. Had he really gone through the ice like that? Was it Sam Vimes who'd stepped up to fight the werewolf, despite the fact that the thing was strong enough to bend a sword in a circle? And had Sybil won a lot of fat off the king? And, well, here he was in a nice warm bed, and by the smell of it, there was breakfast on the way. Another piece of recollection floated into place. Vimes groaned and forced his legs out of the bed. No, Wolfgang couldn't have survived that, surely. Naked, he staggered into the bathroom and spun the huge taps. Hot, pungent water gushed out. A minute later, he was lying full length again. It was rather too hot, but he could remember the snows, and maybe from now on he could never be hot enough. Some of the pain washed away. Someone rapped on the door. It's me, Sam.
Sybil?
She came in, carrying a couple of very large towels and some fresh clothes. Good to see you up again. Igor's frying sausages. He doesn't like doing it. He thinks they should be boiled. And he's doing slumpy and ficken haddock and distressed pudding. I didn't want the food to go to waste, you see. I don't think I want to stay for the rest of these celebrations.
I know what you mean.
How's Carrot? Well, he says he doesn't want sausages.
What? He's all... He's up?
Sitting up, at least. Igor's a marvel. Angua said it was a bad break, but he's just got some sort of device that... Well, Carrot's not even got a sling on now.
Sounds a useful man to have around, said Vimes, pulling on his civilised trousers.
Angua says Igor's got an ice house in the cellars, and there's frozen jars of... Well, let's just say he suggested you might like liver and onions for breakfast, and I said no.
I like liver and onions, said Vimes. He thought about it. Up until now, anyway.
I think the king wants us to go as well, in a polite way. A lot of very respectful dwarfs came round here with paperwork first thing this morning.
Vimes nodded grimly. It made sense. If he was king, he'd want Vimes out of here too. Here's some grateful thanks. A nice trading agreement. Terribly sorry to see you go. Do call again, only not too soon. Breakfast was everything he'd dreamed of. Then he went to see the invalid. Carrot was pale, grey under the eyes, but smiling. He was sitting up in bed,
drinking fatsup. "Hello, Mr. Vimes. We won..."